News, I'm Gene Randall. There is a growing divide among Democrats here in Washington on the issue of possible impeachment proceedings against U.S. President Donald Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today hosted a meeting of her leaders to talk strategy.
It was a very positive meeting, a respectful sharing of ideas, and I think a very impressive presentation by our chairs.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani has more on all this from the White House.
Pelosi favors a more methodical approach in confronting a president essentially taunting Democrats by testing the bounds of his power and trying to block their investigations. But more rank-and-file Democrats are getting impatient and pushing Pelosi to act faster by initiating impeachment proceedings. Some Democratic leaders back Pelosi, but also suggest moving toward impeachment may be inevitable. Top Lieutenant Steny Hoyer says, "We are confronting what might be the largest, broadest cover-up in American history." Adding, if a House inquiry leads to things including impeachment, so be it. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders laughs off the talk of impeachment as silly.
There's no basis for it. It's absurd on its face. That's why there's no support for it out in the country. The numbers have shown in poll after poll that there's not support for it.
One possible area of White House cooperation with the Democratic House of Representatives is infrastructure. But a short time ago, President Trump told reporters there would be no such effort until all the investigations aimed at him were over. Members of the U.S. Congress Tuesday were briefed on the alleged threat posed by Iran. The classified briefings were conducted by President Trump's national security team. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said Congress was told that attacks against American interests and personnel were imminent. Democrats, for the most part, said the presentation was short on evidence to justify the escalation of tensions. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May says despite the setbacks, London remains committed to leaving the European Union. This as she presents what marketers might call a new and improved separation package.
Having listened to the opposition, to other party leaders, to the devolved administrations, to business leaders, trade unionists and others, we're now making a 10-point offer to members across the House. 10 changes that address the concerns raised by honourable and right honourable members. 10 binding commitments that will be enshrined in legislation so they cannot simply be ignored.
Ian Blackford, the leader of the Scottish National Party, says the Prime Minister's new plan is out of touch with reality.
The Prime Minister's customs tariff plan has been described by the UK's former representative to the EU as the definition of insanity. Her customs union compromise already dismissed by the European Union. Isn't this new deal just a fantasy?
Some tech companies in Britain and Japan are delaying plans to launch Huawei 5G phones and other products. It is the latest in the argument over whether Huawei equipment poses a security risk. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
Two British mobile phone companies, EE and Vodafone, say they're pausing the launch of Huawei smartphones that can be used on next-generation mobile networks. The companies say they're holding off amid uncertainty about devices from the world's number two smartphone maker. EE CEO Mark Allera says sales would not resume until it gets the long-term security customers need. Meanwhile, in Japan, sales of the Huawei P30 Lite, set for May 24 from SoftBank's Y mobile service, have been delayed and advance orders cancelled. A SoftBank spokesman says the company wants its customers to feel safe about using our products. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The governor of the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, says at least six people have been killed and more than 200 injured today as supporters of Prabowo Subianto, the former army general who was defeated at the polls, clash with security forces. Protesters only dispersed after police used tear gas. Dozens were reported arrested. Indonesia's election commission on Tuesday confirmed that President Joko Widodo was re-elected with 55% of the vote. Subianto, a four-time presidential candidate who was associated with the traditional political elite and hardline Islamists, got 44%. Joko Widodo said it was time for Indonesians to unite. To stay up to date with all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News. We'll be right back.